From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It is Monday, February 18th, President's Day. Look for mostly cloudy skies today. We'll see a high near 36. Winds will be out of the northwest at 7 to 9 miles an hour. A southeastern Illinois man is headed to prison after admitting to drug-related charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 35-year-old Harvey Ireland of Olney was sentenced to 15 years in federal prison for conspiring to distribute methamphetamine. Ireland previously pleaded guilty to a one-count federal indictment that also named two other Olney residents, 35-year-old Justin Mason and 26-year-old Brianna Bear. Mason was sentenced to 21 years and Bear was sentenced to 7 years behind bars. With the state of Illinois about to enter into a plan to gradually increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025, a healthcare system headquartered in Illinois is raising its minimum wage this month. OSF Healthcare is raising the minimum wage for its workers to $12 an hour effective February 24th. CEO Bob Schering says he thinks it will help lower the turnover rate for those positions.
We believe that looking at a minimum wage that is at a higher level will help us both in the recruitment and the retention of individuals in those critical positions.
The increase will go to more than 1,100 employees. The majority serve in food service, housekeeping, gift shops, or are members of the guest services team. Well, state lawmakers in the Illinois House are discussing a bill that would allow parents who are divorcing to share time with their children. The proposal says courts must assume that both parents should have equal time with kids after a divorce, unless there is evidence that shows otherwise. That includes the location of the child's school, where mom and dad each live, and problems like abuse. Representative Lindsay Parkhurst, though, is critical of the measure.
You're trying to do a one-size-fits-all. In a regular marriage, it's not always 50-50 in terms of parenting or access. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. And I think that this just decimates years of case law and statute of best interest of the children.
Supporters of the plan, though, say that dads often get the short end of the stick when it comes to visitation and shouldn't be alienated from their children. The Jackson County Circuit Clerk's Office, along with Land of Lincoln Legal Aid, is offering county residents a chance to participate in a do-it-yourself divorce class. Participants will be given instructions on the necessary procedure from the initial filing of the paperwork to the final divorce order. No legal advice will be provided, only information on the process. The free class takes place on Saturday. The Jackson County Sheriff's Department and Murfreesboro participants must sign up in advance. And the 41st Big Muddy Film Festival opens today in Carbondale, starting the week off with an opening reception tonight at the Varsity Center. Two films will be showing as well. The opening reception begins at 6 p.m. Films begin at 7. Weather-wise, today on your Monday, mostly cloudy skies. We'll see a high around 36. Winds will be out of the northwest at 7 to 9 miles an hour. Then mostly cloudy tonight. Look for an overnight low of 25. Winds will be out of the north-northeast around 6 miles an hour. Tomorrow, kind of a mixed bag. We also have a 40% chance we'll see some afternoon rain showers. Look for a high tomorrow around 39. Winds will be out of the east-northeast at 6 to 10 miles an hour. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.